Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm coming to you live from Philadelphia. It's a beautiful Thursday here. I got to start batching these audio. Before I get into it today, I just want to let you guys know who I am. Last week, I read the book for you, Get Uncomfortable, something I wrote in 2008. Yes, bad grammar. Yes, all sorts of things in that book. But I really wanted to get the point across that, hey, I started getting uncomfortable way back then, started planting the seeds necessary for me to achieve now, right? So I am Stacey A. Cross. For those that don't know me, I'm Stacey A. Cross. There's no E in my name. I am a self-proclaimed number one comfort killer. Why? Because I know what it takes in order to succeed. I know what it takes in order to make your dreams come down, like get out of the clouds, right? Where's the practicality in this? I was a big meditator, you know, moving into my journey, huge meditation. And then all of a sudden I was realizing, okay, I can't stay in meditative state. I gotta actually get up, get out, and get it done. So I really kind of put that, tie the two together, right? I tied the dream state, and then I tied the work state. That's why I think I love Gary V as well as I love Grant Cardone, because, you know, those are the two, like, if you were tying two pieces together, it's like you got the hustle factor, like, you know, you do it this way and you use the tools, and then you got Grant over here on the other side that's like, yo, there's a process, there's training to it, there's a real deal out, you know, in your face, gut, every day, make 100 calls, don't hang up. If they hang up, you call back. It's that type of two-tone, because Gary, you know, is a dreamer as well and believes in the work ethic. But at the end of the day, there's a process and there's a training. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about today. It's like, what is the process to move from point A to B, to move the needle, to move something off the Richter scale, to actually get closer to your dreams? What does that look like on paper? What does that look like in action? Okay, so that's what I wanted to tell you today off of pure experience. I will continue reading the Get Uncomfortable book preview that I started reading last week. I'll read it again sometime in the future. And the reason I kind of dusted that off, because I really wanted to get into the practicalities of it. I really wanted to keep this momentum going. I received an email from my producer over at Grant Cardone TV that said, you know what, your work ethic right now and the storylines that you guys are doing and the content that you're releasing is, you know, is really reflective of your viewership and those that are really checking you out now. You're up 200%. And I was like, wow, 200%, that is a big deal. And this is what I had to talk about when, you know, someone in the resource center said, hey, listen, you know, the raises really only go up to 3%. You know, if you get 2%, 3%, hey, you're right in the bracket that you need to be, because they really only go up to like 3. I'm like, listen, percentages, you could go way past 100. I could be up 500%. I could be up 1,000%. So if you have anyone restricting these numbers onto you and trying to say that this is protocol, this is what it been, this is conventional, this is what's been happening, this is tradition, you got to step aside and say, okay, am I really operating at my potential and earning potential, or should I really lay down? You know what I mean? And that's what they want you to do. And I'm not saying that everyone is getting 3% raises. Maybe you're getting 10% raises. I just got a call yesterday. The resource center said they're going up 8%. And it's still not enough for me, because we know percentages up to your potential, right? So I put in the work on GCTV. I said, you know what? I'm going to change the criteria just a bit. I'm going to get out of the dream, the mindset change, and then really approach my customers and my viewers and my target that they already changed their mindset. They already read the books, right? They already get up every day and write in their journals. They already are seeking a different lifestyle, and they live positive and they talk positive and they write their goals down and they live every day and go to the gym and try to eat healthy. Those are already my customers. So now when I look at it like this, I'm like, okay, let me frame it back and scale it out. So by framing it back, what I mean is, let me stick on the course that works. You see what I'm saying? I was just watching a short video on the 80-20%, the 80 the 80-20 principle, right? And we all know what that is. 20% of your effort results in 80% of the results, right? 20% effort, 80% result. So if you're knocking on a door, right? If you're knocking on a door constantly, every day you get up, you knock on that same door. No one's answering. You knock on that same door. No one's answering. You knock on that same door. No one's answering. For, let's say, 6 months, you've been knocking on that door. No one's answering. So at what point are you going to say, you know what? Let me knock on another door. Yeah, you know, to see if someone cracks open the door just a little bit, like peek, now I see their eyeballs. You've got, like, literally, you've used the same energy to knock on the door 6 months of the time, the same door that won't open, to the same one knock, bop, bop, and then someone peeks and opens the door. That's what we're talking about here. Move with result based. Moved with what's working, right? And you find your avenues, and not saying, hey, listen, shut it out. If you believe that something's going to work, right? Work for you, work for your business. Go ahead. Be my guest. Keep pounding the door. But there's other ways to get in the house. You see what I'm saying? There's other ways to get in the house. Is that window unlocked, right? Go to the back of the house. Is the basement door open? And this is all that I'm saying. I'm reframing and then scaling it up because I'm using the same house. This is my target. I want to help millions. I want to support millions in their growth. I want to teach millions how to get uncomfortable. But I'm not just going to keep knocking at an abandoned house's door. I'm going to go next door to the neighbor where the lights are on because it's easier, 20% effort. So that's what I've been doing. And so that's why I needed to come on this one and tell you kind of what the process looks like to kind of this dream state. Like, you know, I want to help millions get uncomfortable. And then the millions that I go to, or the hundreds of thousands that I go to, or even scale it back to hundreds that I go to, do not want to get support. They don't want to get uncomfortable. So then it's a waste of time. It's a waste of effort. It's a waste of attitude. It's a waste of a lot of things. So what I'm saying, I say all of that to say this. There, you're going to be in dream state. The first few months, I was in dream state. I was on a call with Tony Robbins' staff, you know, his support staff, his salespeople. And they're all coaches. And I explained, she said, you know, well, how do you want this business to, how does the business look, let's say, in 5 years? And what I told her over the phone is not where it's going right now, because I was operating from this dreamy, this romantic, this huge cloud nine space, this, oh my God, the aha space, right? But really, excuse me, what that looks like now on a day-to-day basis is not that. Right? It's moving because either the market moved, either, you know, where my channels are, it's moving, either what my content is moving. Like, honestly, I came on Grant Cardone TV to help people get uncomfortable, to teach people how to get uncomfortable. But you know what? Who's the market there? You got business, you got folks that are trying to start businesses, trying to change their lives, and some already in businesses, and they just want value. And that's a huge part of your process, is finding out where you could add the most value and fucking go 10 times with that. So the first thing you need to do is ask yourself, what value am I bringing? What value am I adding to this market? Right? Because honestly, I could sit around all day again and say my mission in life is to teach millions how to get uncomfortable, because that's the millions. How do I add value to that? You know, what does that answer look like? Okay, I'm gonna write articles. Okay, but then what? Then how do you add value? Because there's a million articles on the internet. At what point do you get out of the clouds and start grinding the dirt? And just to keep the analogies going, when you plant your seeds in dirt, when you decide to do more activity of doing the right things, that do that 20% thing, the 20% that counts, is when you start growing the result tree. Okay? There's going to be a tree that's growing every time you start making activity in the dirt. So that's why my biggest thing is, don't look around where you are right now and say, I don't have the resources, I don't have the time, I just don't have the positive attitude, I don't have the effort, I don't have the expertise, I don't have the tools, I don't have the experience. These are not what you say at this time. At that point, in the dirt, in the struggle, in the beginning stages, in that hardship, once you decide to get out of the romantic era, is when you start deciding that you're going to go for it anyway. Because the only way that you'll find out what's working and you're not banging at the abandoned, crusty ghost and goblin house is you putting in the work and seeing what works. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I could sit here and go to everyone and say, my mission in life is to teach others how to get uncomfortable. And then at some point, someone is going to say, what are you doing? How are you doing it? You know, if you want to go build wells in Africa, your goal and mission may be like, I want to make sure that Africa has pure water, filtered water, and they're not starving, right? And they have clean water to drink. And then you go around saying, I want to make sure this is my goal. This is my mission. I'm going to make sure Africa has purified water to drink. I'm going to make sure this village, this town, this neighborhood, this, whatever has purified water. And then someone's going to say, how the fuck are you going to do it? And that's when you bring it back and you frame it back and say, you know what? What does it look like on paper? It might look like you contacting 4, 5, 6, 10, 12, 20 people a day to ask them, what is the engineering procedures behind this? How much is the cost right now to get this well built from here to here? What's the distance? Who's going to help? What local authority, what local government is going to support this? Then what engineerings, what project managers should I get on staff? Because, you can't stay in the cloud because nothing's going to get done. Because you're going to knock the door. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to knock the door. Someone's going to answer. And you're going to say, hey, listen, my name is Stacy. I'm trying to build wells. First of all, you're going to say, I'm trying to, right? I'm trying to build wells in Africa. My mission is to have 100% clean water availability to the village. And they're going to be like, okay, that's cool. What do you want? And you're going to be like, well, what? What do you support? What do you want? How do you want to make this look like a module, right? Because I've been asked a couple of times, not once, not twice, maybe 4 or 5 times since I started here, is what is your business model? And that made me kind of cringe because I was up in the clouds. I don't want to think about a business model. You mean that it's got to be a business model? Yes, Stace. Yes, because products and services, they have a cost, right? And in your time, even if it's your time, how much does your time cost? And when that question came to me, I was like, wow, wow. And that's why I'm trying to get out of the clouds 100%. Because there is a process and this is what it looks like on paper. So for me, I batch, and that's why I said this more, well, when I jumped on this thing, is that I'm going to batch these podcasts because it's taking more of my time to get one podcast done, right? The 80-20, to get one podcast done, then I batch out maybe 3 or 4 of them ahead of time in 3 hours, prepare them, put them out, they're done, crisp, and then they come out on the day that they need to come out. My frequency of the Get Uncomfortable podcast show is going up in January to 2 on Thursdays, this one, and then on Sundays, which is going to be fabulous because, you know, people are doing their PD. I want to make Sundays a whole personal development day. Then I want to make this whole movement, right? This whole movement of crazy skilled entrepreneurs that did the dirt, right? And that's willing to tell you their story and how they're going to tell you it. Audio, visual, whatever. In audio, in visual, in text-based, you know? So that's going to, the websites has to change to to support that, right? So suppose I say, hey, listen, you know, my mission in life is to teach millions how to get uncomfortable, but only the millions that want to get uncomfortable. And this is how I target them. This is where I go. These are my sales channels. This is my subscription box. And these are the place that it's located, here, here, and here. Okay, my ads run this day, this day, this day. This is the product that my ads run to. And then also when they come on the site, and a secondary, tertiary even, way of collecting information about these people are if they subscribe to the website. Okay. And now when I have a subscription to the website, now they come in through a filter that says, these guys are the ones. These guys are the ones. So now I'm not wasting my time beating down doors, knocking old door knockers, and just not doing the right thing and wasting time, which is using 80% of your effort to get 20%. Result. So I hope you understand. So it's going to take some time to filter that out. It's going to take some time to kind of be so scattery till you actually scale it back. And what it was for me was when my producer said, you know what, you went up 200%. These are the things that kind of turned that for you. Now I'm looking at those things. Okay, you know, I talked more about business. I talked more about my experience in business. I talked more about what I've done. That moved that needle way past what I thought, what I believed it to be. Right? So when I was talking about, hey, listen, be positive, you know, change your mindset, even though those are great topics, I have to filter out the ones that need that before I just automatically start talking. I hope you understand what I mean. So this morning I got up, and I know I told you, if you are on the mailing list, sign up to the mailing list right now. It's the Comfort Killers Worldwide mailing list. Just jump on the website, subscribe, sign, join, be a part of, lead, do not follow, but just lead, experience, be with, include. You know, just be a part of this whole entire scope, because business is changing. You know, my business is changing. It's not the same since February 2016 when I walked out the seminar in that big dream state. It's not the same. So I want you to take this journey with me, because my journey is your journey, right? We both are on this journey to success, and we could support each other greatly. So jump on, and I'm going to put the link in the show notes, and subscribe to the mailing list. For those that are on the mailing list, thank you so much. And if you haven't already, review, and share, like, you know, please send this podcast out. I am trying to have a personal goal of subscribers, a personal goal of listeners. Right now, we're doing great on the charts over at Podomatic, but there's always room for improvement. And with your help, we could take it there. So if you love the content that I'm spewing, if you love this entire scope of life that I've been trying to tell you about, health, wealth, and happiness, if you are a comfort killer, please share, join, subscribe, send your feedback, send your love. But furthermore, please, 100% of the time, be included, right? Join, subscribe, and be included, because you are included into the family. And that's what it is. The Comfort Killers is a group of highly motivated individuals, and we really are telling a different type of story. We're telling the story that they can't tell. The ones that created and made this whole industry sketchy now, they can't tell this story. We're coming in, and we're breaking down these walls of limitations. We're breaking down, like, you know what? And I wanted to start it off like this. I wanted to say, I used to wait for Jordans or Nike sneakers, the new Nike Dunks, or, you know, I used to order them online, and I would wait for them, and I'd be as giddy as hell waiting for them to come through the post office to my door in a mail in shipment. And now, as I grew and mature in my company and mindset and changed everything, it's like that thing that is so unimportant to me right now. And I got a book the other day. I ordered Grant Cardone's Be Obsessed or Be Average book, and I got it in the mail, and I was the happiest thing, like, whoa, you know? And it brought me back to a place where I was not caring, right? We're not really focused on focused on business, focused on myself and self-development and self-improvement. And I love that change when you could just reflect and be like, oh, wow, you know, you came a long way. You know, you're actually doing it. So I love that aspect of it. I always love that aspect of it where you could go back in time. So, but what I'm telling you to do today is figure out the 20%. Okay, figure out the 20%, and you might have to do 80% before you could actually scale it back and do what works, ladies and gentlemen. So I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E. I hope you hear that. That's from The Juice Merchant. Shout out to Lenny Bazemore here in Philadelphia. Crazy organic and fresh fruit juices. And this one actually supports my workout today. Kale, spinach, parsley, ginger, cucumber, green apple, lime, cilantro, celery, and of course, soy protein. And I love it to death. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. Remember, share, like, subscribe, join, be included, experience with, do everything. Like and follow this podcast. Share it out to your friends. Let me see some activity on your end. Take it easy.